Welcome to the words of my soul. Before we begin with today's writings, I ask that you close your eyes and allow the tonality of my voice to elevate you as I grant you spiritual access into my thoughts, my experiences, and my teachings. I speak into existence healing over your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul, so that you may vibrate on the highest frequencies. I manifest love and light over you during this journey of truth and discovery. You are worthy of the life you desire. You are powerful in your ability to transform. You are open to receive the activations within my words. Open your eyes and let's begin. How to shed layers of skin and what does it feel like? Spiritual Mindset by Destiny Taylor. What are these layers people refer to when they say shed layers of skin? Layers are blockages from traumas that you allow to weigh you down, and the longer you give your consent, eventually they will prevent you from having faith, love, and hope. Without those feelings, you lack the appropriate tools to handle life's challenges. This will create a mode of stagnancy, which can only change when you shed layers of skin. Now, when do you know you need to shed layers of skin? We have all reached a point in time where we get stuck in life. In order for us to change this narrative, we must make sacrifices. Something must be left behind. You cannot take fears with you. When you have this understanding, you create awareness and you can now change your circumstances. How does it feel when you shed layers of skin? The best way for me to describe this is to share my experiences with you. I've had several instances that I can recall where I had to shed layers of skin. Childhood trauma, abusive relationships, betrayal, rejection, doubt, fear, etc. all have to be properly acknowledged and addressed. Prior to the realization that I needed to shed layers, I felt very heavy, lost, and sick. My body was in pain, and I cried a lot behind closed doors, followed by a sense of numbness. Accepting that things were not okay was the most difficult part for me. Somehow, I had lost my way. After that acceptance, I reminded myself that this feeling could either be temporary or last for a lifetime. This was completely up to me. It was important to make the best choice for myself. Did I want to stay in this dark and stagnant state of mind or grow and learn from it? The best possible outcome that would bring me peace and balance was what I wanted. What worked for me was to look at my reflection in the mirror so I could see all of me inside and out. Each time that I didn't like what I saw, I was inspired to change the narrative. My ritual was to acknowledge what I saw and speak to myself daily. Some of the questions I asked myself were, "What's wrong with you? Why are you harboring pain? Are you going to do something productive with this crap or just let it destroy you? Don't you need to focus on producing? What do you hope to attract with this energy? Are you still in bed?" There were several more. My point is, I asked myself several questions, and after I answered them, I would take a shower. Each time I stepped out of the shower, I was different. My mind was clear and I had evolved. I found clarity through solidarity. Why is it important to shed layers of skin? It's important to learn from pain in order to prepare for love. Shedding layers of skin allows you to recognize that where you are in life is based on choices you've made. If you don't like the choices you've made, you can make new ones. With purple love, Destiny.